Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Rainey Scott. It is cold in here. We are in a studio that this door right here is, we got blistery 50 mile per hour winds, according to the National Weather Service. We can take a quick look. But first, welcome to Voices Carry Live. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Cary. This is a show that independent venture. This is not a show that's funded by any municipality. It is an independent venture that is hoping to create an alternative to social media. Everybody's welcome. We keep things positive. We look at what's going on in the community. We have fun. We play games. We're going to have some guests soon. And we're going to have some interviews with business owners, and it'll be fun coming up to the holiday season. As Christmas gets closer, we're going to have some, like, a round table, and you can't forget our Christmas Voices Carry Christmas Eve celebration. We are going to be broadcasting live. We have secured the franchising and licensing rights for the NORAD Santa Tracker information. And we will be tracking Santa Claus as he comes into our beautiful country on Christmas Eve. And that'll be running on a loop. Actually, what I just hit there is a fun map that we'll be doing at the end of the show. What I want to do is every show, or maybe every other show, go in on Google Maps and hit the Googles and just zoom in the Cary and go into a local business, you know, randomly, and you know, show our support, and you know, kind of peruse around town and see, you know, take a look at their menu and or what they offer, and kind of, you know, randomly. So that'll be fun later in the program. It is cold in the studio. I've said this before. We have a gross lease, which means everything's included, which means I could keep it 100 degrees in here, and the lights on all day, and it'll be the same price, but I don't want to do that to my landlord, because I know how running a business can be. So we run it cool, and I think that works out good. I like it cool in here, and I did not have time to go to Conscious Cup today or yesterday for our live stream. We had a live watch party. If you're interested in getting more involved in the community and you missed our live watch party, hop back a video and you can see us watch our village officials work live at the meeting. And we went through the packet line item to see what was coming into this beautiful village. But yeah, I have the instant coffee, and it does not look very attractive in a clear cup, which is one of the reasons why I kind of put it to the side here, to keep it out of sight. I could hide it behind my mug here. This is the mug from Craig Ferguson, one of my late night idols, had this. He was gifted this mug, and I found this at a garage sale. Only a certain amount of them were made, so I picked it up, and it reminds me to be funny, like this. That's what we do here. Welcome. And let's get into it. National Weather Service says that by 3 to 6 p.m. is when we can expect some blistery 50 mile per hour gusts with the possibility of a flurry. And that's a live look. No animation. I've not dialed that in yet, but I'll get to that point to where I can pull in some live animation. But it only pulls in a still shot. But if I had to guess, that looks like it's moving northeast or southeast. Not a meteorologist. And what else do we have? We have IDOT telling us don't crowd the plow. This was on their X feed. Don't follow a plow or stop too closely. It says here, you don't want to get too close to the salter. Snow clouds could be thrown up impeding your vision. And it just, you know, these men and women have a difficult job keeping the streets cleared for us. You know, let's give them some space. And I have a fun story. Oh, forgot to turn that off. I have a fun story to share with you. When I was, I worked at a hospital and the snow was so bad that they had to pick up nursing staff and doctor staff by snowplow truck because they couldn't get in because the snow was so bad. So that's a great example of community working together when snowplow trucks have to go get essential personnel. Christmas trees, it's getting close to Christmas. That is a look at the JC Park, Cary Park District trees that they put out. And decorating is going to begin on the 7th of December. And we have secured a Voices Cary tree. So if you are interested in, you know, letting us know how you want it decorated, or if you want to donate, we have enough lights. We have a metric crap ton of lights that we can put on there. And there goes a Metra outbound train you can hear in the background. But if you'd like to donate an ornament with the understanding they'll be out in the weather and the elements, we'll be more than happy to put it on the Voices Cary tree. And if you can't make it out the 7th and you want to put something appropriate on the tree, feel free to do so at any time. After that, it could be, you know, a pet, you know, pet ornament, anything. Everybody's welcome at the Voices Cary tree. And then our meeting, we had our live village watch party, the village board meeting watch party yesterday. And we had fun doing that. And there was a few questions that I received by email. And there was a few comments, and I just wanted to go through it. Mobile barricades for $130,000, there was a few more people that wanted photos of that. That's a plow truck, a beautiful new plow truck. That is not the actual plow truck, but that's the model in which that they're buying to the tune of $334,000. And then the mobile barricades... there for all 8 barricades, including the trailer, was $130,000. Those are mobile barricades. We showed a video of it yesterday, and they place them in the street, and it's kind of a mobile solution. And there's really no substitution for just sheer mass, though, when you're trying to stop a car, whether you're protecting village personnel working on like a storm drain or for a parade. I'm a big fan of just sheer mass. Like coming from the fire department, we would always block at accident scenes, and there was training on how you did that. So I had a picture of how they utilize trucks to fill with sand, and that's a very effective way in more reasons than just providing to where you can't get past with vehicles. So that's a very cost-effective way. I'm a big fan of using what you have. That's a great example of how you do it. And if you do have an event and you say you don't have enough of them, that's why we have great relations with, or you have great relations with surrounding, communities is, so that, you know, if a community needs a plow truck and it's not snowing or no snow in the forecast or it's summertime, fill up with some sand and go mutual aid almost for public works, and provide that, whether it's from the township or from another municipality working together. Those right there. And then one thing I do align on is government efficiency, which has no relation to the previous post. But the Department of Government Efficiency on X said last week the Social Security Administration signed an agreement allowing 42,000 Social Security Administration workers to work from home until 2029. So that's one thing I'd like to start peppering in. I know I said that I would not include national politics. I really don't consider that national politics. I consider that just, well, one, common sense, and then also just running efficiently, running lean, being responsible with people's hard-earned money. Northwest Herald reports Joe Cicero was due to announce Wednesday. We all know Joe Cicero. He's been doing. He's got a silky smooth voice for radio. And a face for radio. I've told that to him to his face before, and he laughed. But he's a very talented guy. He was due to announce Wednesday during his Star 105.5 radio show that he was leaving the morning show. He's been there for 15 years. With Tina Bree, so wanted to give him a farewell and just tell him thank you for all the smiles and laughs and community fabric that he's sewn over the years. And they're big shoes to fill. But he is, like I said, a very talented guy. He does a lot of photography work, a lot of social media work. And he's a very talented photographer too. If you peruse online and just take a look at some of his work, he's into he goes down to Florida for a lot of space exploration and rocket launches and stuff, but does a lot of good photography. And he'll be missed in the area, and he'll be greatly missed. And we'll see who he's replaced with. But we wish him luck with what he's got going on. And then Cary-based podcasters Mark Chandler and Bob Baker will be hosting their first live show of the podcast, Fest of Foreign Film Fans, next week at Duke's Ale House. I have not seen their podcast, but we wish them the best of luck with what they're doing, and that's good that they made the media cycle with that. So I'll definitely be tuning in and checking that out, and maybe we'll report on what they have going on. Cary Grove basketball boosters. It says, and we are off. The boys Fox Valley Conference games open tonight with an away game at Huntley. Let's get it done. Go Cary basketball. And then Cary Grove faces Huntley in Fox Valley Conference girls basketball on Tuesday, December 3rd. That was left in from what I was going to cover during our live watch party. And then the Cary Grove basketball Trojans moved to 3-1 on the year after defeating a tough Grant team 69-64. So you can see right there the final score. Well done. And then Village of Cary says, join the Cary Fraternal Order Police to help those in need this holiday season. Non-perishable food items and toiletries can be dropped off through December 19th in the lobby of the Cary Municipal Center. All donations will go directly to the Cary Food Pantry. So that's fun that they're doing that. Thank you to them. And then the Village of Cary has implemented a holiday lights recycling program. I don't know how they knew that half the lights that I saved from last year don't work, but it must be a common theme. Collection bins have been placed at the Cary Municipal Center and Cary Fire Stations 1 and 2. So that's available for you to use. And then thanks to businesses like our partners at Stryker, McHenry County Conservation District says, SAGE for giving back year-round to local conservation efforts. Learn more about corporate work days and sponsorships with our philanthropic partners. That is amazing to see local business getting out in nature and doing stuff. That was posted yesterday. It says here, a greener community with tree planting. So it looks like they had fun out there. And then finally, I saw this, and I thought it was a good... It's a tree that grew through a stop sign. So it just conveyed to me perseverance. You know, you might be growing for a while, but then at the top, you know, you break through. And never, even though in this sign, it's literally telling you to stop with a stop sign. The overall message is never give up and be respectful. And great things happen. But yeah, we had a power glitch. And this is part two of Voices Carry Live. And what we're going to do, I've never done this before, but I wanted to go live onto a carry map and just zoom in and go to a local business and see, you know, what's, you know, some of their pictures on their menu or what they offer. So let's do this together. There's a map. Let's zoom in. There's Carrie. Where should we go? Zooming in. There's the jewels. Should we do one that we've seen before? Oh, we're in the Grove now. We got to move up. Hold on. We're too far. We're over the river. CVS. Where should we go? Chase Bank. Here for this first one, we'll go to Fill and Fly. We talked about those folks in the past. They just opened. Let's take a look at some of their pictures. This is over by the Jewel. Looks nice what they did in there. I have had one of their burgers. That's their boba there. There's an onion ring burger. That looks pretty spicy. Yeah, good stuff. And right next door is Ace. I just went into Ace the other day. And they have their Christmas game is strong. They have I found a technical, there's pool supplies. I found a connection that I needed that Best Buy didn't have, but they had in their electronics section. So they have a little bit of everything. So yeah, there's mulch and stuff there. Salt. And I know they have a delivery truck service now, so they can deliver to your door. But yeah, I thought that was that was just random. We can just go into local businesses and take a look. That was Fill and Fly and then Ace right there. I always enjoy shopping local when I can. There's some stuff like we don't have a Sam's Club, but if, vote with your dollar and vote with your feet and support these local folks, sticking their neck out and opening businesses in the beautiful village of Cary. We, That's how we raise the tide and raise the ships is by shopping local. Like I said, I went had a burger from Fill and Fly. It was good. It was a great experience. Everybody was nice, and we'll try to do that with more businesses. And you know, if you do have a local business and you'd like to be part of the program, email us at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And that's what we do here. Is this is just a collective, just trying my best to weave you know, the fabric stronger of our community. And it starts by talking, especially with our neighbor, just about local issues, and talking with your kids about what they're you know, bringing home from school, what they're doing in school, being involved, and great things will happen. If you're traveling, wish you safe travels, especially with the 50-mile-per-hour winds that might have had something to do with our power glitch. But this is this was a fun two-part Voices Carry, and then we'll we're streaming live every day on every weekday on X, Rumble, and YouTube, and then we're available on wherever you get your podcasts from, your favorite platform, and then we also upload to Facebook. So if you have anything that you you want to you know, birthday announcements or a picture of your dog, cat, let us know, and we'll have some fun. Thank you again for all the warm wishes, and for you joining me today, wherever you may be. If you're not in Cary, don't worry about it. See what we're doing here and do it in your own community. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow on Voices Cary Live, and have a wonderful day. Enjoy the snow that's coming in.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.